Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is Mike Nothnagel, our resident quizzer. Mike, it's our last show of season one of this program. Last week, Mike, you left us with this challenge.
Yes, I said, think of the eight-letter brand name of a popular snack food beginning with P. If you change one letter to an S, you can rearrange the result to spell another word beginning with P that names certain types of beverages. What is the brand name and what are the beverages?
So you start with the word Pringles, drop the G, add the S, and lo and behold, Pilsners.
Correct. And you can have the Pringles and I'll have the Pilsners.
A healthy lunch for everyone.
Well, Ian, it's the end of our first season here on Any Questions, and The End is the title of a song on the Beatles' album Abbey Road. In fact, it's the last song the Beatles recorded together. Appropriately enough, I guess. And speaking of the Beatles, we had a Beatles-related challenge a few weeks ago that was correctly solved by online listener Seth Aaronholtz. Nice job, Seth.
Way to go.
So, Ian, we're going to close out season one with a quiz about, wait for it, the Fab Four. First up. The two-word phrase for the 1960s phenomenon in which bands from England became popular in the U.S., the start of which is often marked by the Beatles' appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show.
That was the British Invasion.
Correct, mate. The only Beatles studio album whose official title contains a color.
Yellow Submarine?
It is Yellow Submarine. The White Album comes to mind maybe immediately, but that is officially called The Beatles.
Is rubber a color?
The one-word title of the 1965 Beatles song, which is alphabetically last in the list of their songs to hit number one in the U.S.
Yesterday?
Yesterday is the correct answer. The original title of that song was Scrambled Eggs, and the original temporary lyrics, if you will, for the first line were, Scrambled eggs, oh my baby, how I love your legs. The venue for the Beatles' August 15th, 1965 performance, widely regarded as the most famous of all Beatles concerts.
Shea Stadium.
That is correct. Sadly now, that is...
Shea parking lot.
That is correct. At the time, a world record crowd of 55,600 fans at Shea.
And in Ringo Starr, the last time a reliable backstop was at Shea Stadium for some time.
Zing! And finally, the names of all 64 people who appear on the cover of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Well, our listeners are not going to love me when I reach 64 if we play this way, so...
Ha ha. The real last question. The song on Sgt. Pepper's that was thought to be a veiled drug reference because of the initial letters of some of the words in the title.
That's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Well, it seems like it wasn't a hard day's night this time around. Ian went 5 for 5 again. How well did you do on our little magical mystery tour? Did you need a little help from your friends? Write to us, quiz@wamc.org.
WAMC.org/anyquestions is open 8 days a week, so surf on over, take another look at the weekly challenge, which I leave to our own fifth Beatle.
Take the three-word title of a hit song by the Beatles. Rearrange the letters to spell two things you can wear. What is the song and what are the things?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America.
And officially out of Beatles jokes.
And a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. As season one comes to a close, we've learned...
In the end, the trivia you make is equal to the trivia you take.
Mike, get back to where you once belonged. We'll be back in these same seats next week.
See you next season, Ian.